Hello, Audio Boom. This is BJ.
And Fee.
And this is the second of our little light-hearted look at the Archers. And I think we're going to make it into a more professional podcast at some point. But for now, we'll limp along as we are now.
Can we just say before anything else that this is going to contain spoilers?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard, particularly last night's episode, and we're talking at the moment on Saturday the 24th of April?
5th.
25th, is it?
Something like that.
Sorry, it is. Yeah, 25th of April. If you haven't heard last night's episode yet, if you're normally an omnibus listener or something, please don't listen to our boo yet, because we're going to give things away.
So it's a second little pod, audio boom, and as I say, we'll hopefully get something more polished together. I'm working on that. Not quite as we speak, but this afternoon I was dabbling.
Mm.
And very good it was too. So, I just want to be serious for a moment and congratulate, you know more about this than I do, Dan and Pip. Who are they? Do you know who they are?
No, I don't know either of their names. Oh, yeah, Pip. The new Pip is called, I believe, Daisy Badger.
Daisy Badger. What like a porn star. Name.
I don't know what Dan's name is.
But I thought...
But I'm sure I could look him up.
Last night's acting was really beautiful, very natural, very lovely, and very self-assured. Just a lovely, natural piece of acting in the pub.
And sort of chemistry between them.
It was really good.
Not chemistry like in love.
No, just chemistry.
They're meant to be cousins, aren't they?
Just good chemistry.
And you felt like that rather than, oh, they're just two random actors in a studio you've never met before.
They felt like very good mates.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely scene, and when she came home to speak to David and Ruth, it was... Which just opened the door, hiya, you know, very casual, very, very good. And I do think the production values have improved lately. I think the effects are better. I think they're more thought out as well of late. So just, when she first appeared, the new Pip, I was really like, what's her problem? Her accent was all over the shop.
It was, wasn't it? Her voice was. It was really strange.
Yeah, 1 minute it was all right, then it was a bit back contre. It was like up an inflection. So, yeah, it was really strange. But now she's...
She settled down.
Settled down. She's very good last night.
But that happened when they had a new Bert years ago as well. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, I do.
And at first, we were like, what? And then he settled in, didn't he?
So the bombshell for me, anyway, was Rob's results. He's not the father, apparently. And that really surprised me.
They haven't actually said that, though, have they? They've just said... He said it was a waste of time, and Helen said, we've got proof.
But didn't she look at it?
Yeah, but they didn't read out the letter.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens when she tells her mum about it.
So you reckon there's still a degree of ambiguity?
I'm not sure.
Because he didn't say, da-da-da, Mr. Chichener, the result is negative, da-da-da.
They didn't read it out, no.
But didn't Helen read it, though?
I thought she read it, but not loud.
Yeah, but she's not going to pretend it's negative when it is she?
I don't know about the science of DNA tests. I don't know whether... how exact they are and things. I'm not sure.
So, conceivably, you're suggesting that in the storyline there could be a second test that could be positive?
I don't know, because I don't know about these things. All I know is it was very vague.
Okay, but for now, you're willing to accept that it seems as if he's not the father?
It seems as if he's not, but Helen will believe black is white.
But
if
she
Rob
read
tells
it,
her.
Though, that's the point I'm making.
I know, but even...
She's not just relying on him to tell her, she read it, I'm sure she did.
Yeah. Yeah, and he said, look, have a look.
Yeah, and if she said, oh, no, darling, it's fine, then maybe he was betting all of his chips on the fact that she wouldn't look at it. But she did, I think. I wanted him to be the father, I wanted it to be...
So did
way.
I, and then I wanted Helen to chuck him.
But you said to me, which is a good point, maybe they're making him not the father so that he could be more insidious, so she'll trust him more.
Yeah.
Because there was a seed of doubt in her mind, wasn't there?
Oh, absolutely. What? Because you could tell. You did believe me, didn't you, darling? Yes. And you're thinking, no, you didn't.
So will she return to the shop, or will she be chained to the sink?
She'll probably be chained to the sink as much as possible, but... she'll be rebelling and wanting to go to the shop. And there was this thing with him telling Tom that they were trying for a baby.
Oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
So, quick word on Charlie and Adam. I think...
And him being really shocked, like, What, Tom told you?
Yeah, because he just assumes that people aren't going to do that.
Everyone's as secretive as he is. Adam and Charlie, poor old Ian.
Poor Ian, but yeah, it's difficult because Adam and Charlie, there's a real chemistry there. Scuppered by Pip's infiltration of the conference, whatever it was.
Oh, the technology show.
Yeah.
And then Charlie's found her a job abroad to look into.
So when Ruth finds out it was Charlie, she's going to be really angry.
She is.
But I do feel sorry for Adam. But
For Ian, you mean?
For Ian. It's a tricky situation. Now,
you know, Adam's been unfaithful before.
He has. And we had a scene earlier on in the week when poor Ian was confiding in Helen, saying, I don't know what's going on here, and da-da-da-da. And, you know, it's a horrible secret to keep.
Yeah, because Helen saw them kissing at New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it does come out, Adam's going to be really spewing with Helen. It's really, yeah.
Mm. Time remaining. 3 minutes
and 50
seconds.
Wow. So, I do feel sorry for Ian. It's a shame, but inevitably I think Adam and Ian... Adam and Charlie are going to...
Have a
thong.
Yeah.
Now, I feel sorry for David and Ruth because, you know, his silly little brother Kenton is still throwing his toys out of the buggy.
Yeah.
And yes, he should have said to Kenton, no, we're not going to sell anymore. But equally, he shouldn't have spent all of his money on credit cards before he had the money in the bank.
No.
He should take responsibility for his own actions sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't feel too sorry for him, but I don't know how they're going to heal this rift, really.
No, I don't. I
can't see how that's going to happen.
No. I think it will eventually, but it'll take a while.
Probably take a fatality or something.
Oh, no, not another one.
Yeah.
They've already killed off Frieda. I mean, I know she never said anything. But
she never said anything. It's a bit of a wimpy killing off, isn't it? It's not like killing off...
It's not like a McDonald's one. Wimpy illness.
That's
mind.
Really bad.
I know.
It's not like killing off Peggy or someone.
Mm, no.
Do you feel sorry for... what's her name? Sorry. Mine's gone blank. Matt's...
Oh, Lillian.
Yeah, I feel...
A bit, yeah.
Because she had the Botox and she thought she looked good and...
No, she
didn't. Brian was trying his best to be diplomatic.
Oh, last quite week,
funny. Yeah. So she'll end up with a toy boy, probably.
Again. Do you remember that Scott years
ago?
Yeah,
I do. Did you ride a motorbike?
I can't remember that, but maybe you probably did.
So anyway, what do we have to look forward to next week? Any ideas?
I don't know. Loads more about the flooding, probably.
I think Dan might meet Richard Locke. That might be interesting.
Oh, yeah, Shula and Richard met this week. Yeah. That was one of the big things, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, like, Shula was telling Richard on their first meeting, apart from a teeny one at the Messiah, about that things weren't that great with Alistair, and I thought, that's a bit full on all of a sudden.
I know, it was a bit intense. Alistair's been a complete stranger, though, to her. He's been really... arms
really
lengthy
odd.
And strange.
Yeah.
I don't know what his problem. I think he's gambling again or something.
Do you think so?
Or is undergoing a sex change? It's really hard to tell. But
he's undergoing a sex change.
He's so complacent. He's going to end up with a wife on his hands. He's going to leave him or have an affair.
Yeah.
Because he just doesn't care less.
No, he doesn't.
Secretive boy. Anyway, that's our little weekly foray into the world of the Archers. Hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't, sorry.
Oh, you sounded so sad. Sorry.
And as I say, this will improve in its quality, I hope. All right. Bye for now.
Bye.